His name, amen. John chapter 5. what you be looking for? I know that ain't good English, but just go with me. What is it that you're looking for? And I'm not looking for an answer right now, but what is it that you, I just want you to think about it. What is it that you're looking for when you go to the scriptures? What is it that you on a fine-tune your search? Because I could fine-tune your search a little bit, and I think I could save you some time. I can help you make the best of your time in your study time when you're studying the word, living by the book. And when you're studying the word, I can help you make the best of your time. John chapter 5. Let me see. I want to do something else first. Well, let's go to John chapter 1 and we'll go back to John chapter 5. Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him anything made was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Uh-oh, y'all see that? See, the world knew him not? And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12, you read. But as many as received him, to them, not nobody else, to them gave he what? Power to become the sons of God. We talking about the Son of God right there. So now we saying to them right there, the men as received him, to them gave he power to be like. Mm-hmm. Even them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14, you read. Go back to chapter 5. Go back to chapter 5. I want to start off probably at verse. Verse 19. And we'll do a little reading and I'll stop whenever I need to stop. And then answered Jesus and said unto them. Let me go to verse 17. But Jesus answered and said, my Father worketh here too, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but he said also that the God was his Father, making himself equal with God. You see that? And then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For whatsoever things he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honored not the Son, honored not the Father which hath sent him. You see that? Now, many times we want to go to God, but we got to go somewhere else first. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, heareth my what? Heareth my what? Word. And believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of God, hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and have given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, this Jesus talking, right? As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will. I'm gonna pause there for a minute. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Now we're talking about the Word. He's the Word that made flesh. We're talking about Jesus here. And even Jesus says, if I bear witness of myself, if I'm trying to do my own will, my witness ain't true. I can do nothing of myself. I don't seek my own. If I bear witness of myself, my witness ain't true. Further, when he's talking about the graves and everybody's so quick. We're so quick to go to heaven. You're not in heaven right now. You're here what? You're here on earth, right? You need to be thinking, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You're not in heaven right now. All right? Stop thinking everything got we're going to glory. No, glory should be here right now. All right? So when he's talking about the dead going here, sometimes he's talking about you. Sometimes he's talking about me. Right? He ain't just talking about the sinners. Sometimes he's talking about you. There's another. I got to do a little reading. There's another that bear witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not the testimony from man. But these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Verse 36, but I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which my Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself which has sent me has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you. You know, we went to John 15:7 last week. We don't have to go there now. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, just ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. All right? Ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, ye believe not. Read verse 38 again. Read it. Ready, read. Read it again. And you ain't got his word abiding in you because the one he sent, you don't believe in him. That's what he's saying. You can't have his word in you because if you'd have believed on me, you'd have believed on him. If you believed on me, you'd have had the word in you. If you had the word in you, you would have believed what I was saying. If you really had the word in you, you'd have understood what I was saying when I said it to you. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about himself right now. You ain't got the word in you because you don't believe in me. Verse 39 is our favorite one, right? Read it. Read it again. Search the scripture. Search them. It means search them. But when you search in the scripture, you search scripture today. You start reading the word this morning. You study the word every day. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have life. What's the next line? They testify of me. But verse 40 say? You search the scriptures and you know they testify of me, but you just won't come to me. You just won't come far enough to get to me. You're searching the scriptures. Have you ever prayed for something and it ain't come through? Can I get it? Come on, come on. Amen. Have you ever asked God for something? I know scripture, have not because you ask not, right? That don't just mean you have because you ask, though. Because how many times you didn't ask and you didn't have it? How many times you prayed about something and said all your different decrees and all these different things and ain't nothing happened? How many times you kneeled down and did your holy all and all the different stuff that you thought was the thing that was going to put you over the hump and you still behind the hill? How many times? Well, see, there's a reason. There's a reason that this happens. This word is everything that it says it is. This word is so powerful, and it does exactly what it's the same word was in the beginning when God said, let there be light, and there was. It's the same thing. It has the same power. It has the same creative force. But if nothing is being created in you, then there's something that you're missing. There's somewhere that you just don't want to go. There's something that you're not going. You're not focused on the right thing. Search them scriptures. Search them. Look them over and over again. How long you been reading the Bible? How many years you been reading? How many chapters you read today? And today was the same as yesterday. How many weeks we done read the scriptures and this week was just like last week? You didn't see no eyes open last week and you ain't see no eyes open this week. Ain't no dead raised last week. Ain't no dead raised this week. You got the same money you had last week as you got this week. You got the same results, the same witness, the same thing. It's not supposed to be that way. When Jesus moved, things shook. What's the problem? Search them scriptures. Search them. For any of you think they have life, but they testify of me. But you won't come unto me. I asked a question just now downstairs, and I was talking to a few young people. I said, why you don't see Jesus more? You know the answer to that? Why you don't see Jesus? Anybody know the answer? Why you don't see Jesus more? Simple answer. Why you don't see Jesus more? Don't you say nothing, Rachel, because you was down there. Why, huh? Huh? Because you're not looking for him. You ain't seeing Jesus more because you're not looking for him. So you pick up your scripture, start reading Proverbs, right? It's a wisdom book, right? But you wasn't looking for Jesus. You was looking for wisdom. So you find your scriptures, you know, you get your subject scriptures, right? So you're dealing with a certain thing. So you find that scripture that talks to that certain thing, and you start trying to meditate on that scripture, but you're not looking for Jesus, so you get no answers. Huh? The only reason you don't see him because you're not looking for him. It's possible that you get in that scripture. Come on, I bet you didn't open up this morning and say, Jesus, show me you. Nope, you was looking for what you were trying to learn. You was looking for your text. You was trying to do your duties for the day. Come on, y'all. Come on. He laughing because he know. Y'all know too. You were trying to get yours in the day so you can send it in. Where's Jesus? Y'all remember Where's Waldo? Waldo, you should have looked for a long time. Well, that's a point right there. Y'all remember Where's Waldo? How many of y'all remember Where's Waldo? You know, Waldo had a little, right? And he had colors all over. So some of the colors looked like him, but it wasn't him. But you had to find him. And if it was a really good, it get a little, like you go further in the book and it get more difficult, right? And it get more cluttered, right? Right? But if you sit there and concentrate long enough, you'll find him. If you sit there, but you got to look. And you got to spend time and sit there and look. You got to almost go line to line. You do it right there. I don't see him right there. Right there, right? And you just sit there and you stay there till you find Waldo. Where's Jesus? When you're looking in them scriptures, are you looking for him? The only reason you don't see him, because you ain't looking for him. The only reason you don't see him when you look in the mirror, because you ain't looking for him. The only reason you don't see him acted out in your manifestation is because you're not looking for Jesus. We're looking for everything else but Jesus. So now when we open this Bible, I'm really not looking. I'm not looking. And it's no mean. It's not that. Not that you don't want to see him. Show me your face, Lord. Don't we say that? Show me your glory, Jesus. He said, if you go in that scripture and you look for me, you'll find me. I'm not hiding from you. This is why the scripture in Matthew 6:33 said, seek ye first. If you just start looking for me, you'll find me. He didn't say, if you just start looking for me, I'll manifest myself to you. Then other scripture, he said, me and my father, are you abiding me? Me and my father come in and abide with you. We'll manifest ourselves to you if you're looking for him. Sometimes we too deep for deep. We done got our mind. Everybody say my mind. Come on, do your hand like this. Say my mind. Come on. Tap your head on the head. Come on. Like palm your forehead. I need to make a little noise. Whatever. Like it got. If it ain't making a little noise, it ain't doing. Like my mind. I'm caught up in my mind. And I got my idea of what this word is talking about. Sometimes we just too doggone smart. But truth of the matter is, you ain't that smart if ain't no manifestation going on. Truth of the matter is, you ain't really got that much going on if ain't nothing going on. You can't prove it to me that you know it. Jesus Christ, we witness it. Jesus Christ is Lord. How you know? Well, he saved me. Prove it. I'm right here. I got a need right now. Make something happen. People don't talk like that but in their mind, they're thinking, you telling me about this Jesus that you say you know, could you prove it? The Jesus that I heard about in the story, some sinners, the Jesus I heard about in the story was opening eyes. My eye hurting right now, do something. The Jesus I know was paying people taxes. Help me out. Get it? But we don't see him because we ain't looking for him. We don't see more manifestation in ourselves of him because we just not looking for him. And we read in the scripture. Listen, the devil is okay with you reading your Bible every day. He probably read it too. You know he know the Bible better than you? He been around all them years. Yes, he know the Bible better than you do. Only thing he ain't got access to is Jesus. He ain't got no Holy Ghost. He can't go no deeper into no revelation. He can't find the secret things. He can't find the mystery. Do you know, I'll get over here. Let's see. Go over to John chapter 14. That's the one I want to, but we're going to go back there. I really won't. Keep your finger there. I want to go to Matthew 11. And then we'll go back to John 14. That ain't the one I want either. Hold on. Yep, Matthew 16. Matthew 16, 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but whom do you, now I'm saying you, who you say that I am? Right? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered, said unto him, watch this. Now, this is my last verse. It's powerful. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. You see it? Do y'all see that? It says, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. So now Jesus is saying, look at me. Jesus is saying, blessed are you, Simon, not y'all. Not y'all disciples. You. He said, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered up. Y'all can do a little study of Peter. You find a little mission right there. Y'all study Peter some more, you get a little fire about yourself, right? You study Peter's the one that jumping out in the water and all that. He the one that caught the fish, all that. Peter's a wild boy, right? See, Peter say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are you, Peter. Not y'all disciples. Blessed are you, Peter. Because flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. But my Father, which is in heaven. And I say unto you, look at it. He said, I say unto you, Peter, that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I'll build my church. You see it? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Talking to Peter. He made it personal with Peter because Peter got a revelation of Jesus. He wasn't just sitting in church. He wasn't just sitting under the sermons, right? He wasn't just going with the motions, the church motions. No, Peter was looking for Jesus. He was watching. You remember Peter walking in the water? You remember that? We didn't go tell the story. You remember Peter walking in the water? First thing he said, everybody else thought it was a ghost. He said, Is that you, Lord? If that's you, Lord, because he's looking for him. He don't know what said it. He said, that's you, Lord? If that's you, let me come out in the water. Because I'm trying to see you, Jesus. I'm trying to see. So, and maybe I got to test a little bit, but I'm trying to see you. So if that's you, Lord, let me come out in the water. He said, come on. And Peter started walking. Because he was looking for Jesus. Now, Peter had an advantage. You know, after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and Acts, you don't hear much about any other disciples doing much. But Peter. Peter was the one with the shadow. Healing people, right? Right. You don't hear much about it because Peter, the Bible says, through desire, a man having separated himself in a manner with all wisdom. Through desire, a man separates himself from the crowd. His desire separates him from the crowd. His desire separates him from the crowd. I'm going to say it again. His desire separates him from the bunch. You make yourself special. Apostle did that. He's doing it now. I'm doing it with myself. You make yourself separate from the bunch by desiring to see Jesus. So now I'm sitting here. I know that I did not leave everything that I had. Y'all remember Peter left everything he had. Remember when he enclosed that great multitude of fish? So he fell down and grabbed Jesus. He said, I'm a sinful man. Get away from me. But I'll follow you everywhere. Peter started off. He saw him. Knew it was, and started off everywhere he go. I'm looking for you, Jesus. I'm looking for a manifestation of who you are. So now he on the water. He told him, go ahead. I'm looking on the water. Is that you, Lord? Is that you, Lord? I'm looking for you. Is that you, Lord? If that's you, let me come out there. Who the man said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed. You're blessed, Peter. You're blessed because flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Now, you want to know the significance of that? The significance of that is this is before Jesus died. All right. So that means everybody wasn't getting no revelation from the Father. The only people before Jesus getting revelation from the Father was the priests and the prophets. You know, Moses, we go to the Bible, Noah talked to God. He said he showed his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Everybody wasn't getting it. But now it's still before Jesus, and Peter was doing something with himself, and he was looking and searching in such a way that he was able to see Jesus, and then God revealed him to him. So you're blessed, Peter. I'm going to use you, and I'm going to build my church. You're going to be a pillar of my church. You're going to be part of the foundation of my church. And whatever you say, going to go. You bind it, it's going to be bound in heaven. Now, we like that scripture, don't we? Don't we like that scripture? So we get to bind this stuff, but you ain't seen Jesus. You get to doing a bunch of stuff, but John 14, go back over. We binding, we asking, we praying, and we tagging the end of it with in Jesus' name. Why doesn't nothing happen? They told me the scripture, I read it, and it says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and heaven and earth, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. There's nothing that can stand up against the name of Jesus. That's what we learned in church, huh? Is that what we learned? Well, why is that when we pray and say in the name of Jesus, don't nothing happen? I'm over that. We gotta wait on. No. Miss me with that. That religious and that jargon. Something should be happening. So why is it that I pray in the name of Jesus? All y'all done prayed in the name of Jesus before, and the name of Jesus ain't did nothing for you, did it? Come on. Everybody say amen. Amen. Everybody in this room then pray in the name of Jesus and nothing moved. You cried. You were snotting while you did it. Come on. What you thought it was going to be? Come on. You had your prayer shawl on? Come on. Come on. Let me try to find you at your holiest moment. And ain't nothing happened. Was God a lie? Huh? Do God word lie? Is the name of Jesus weak? Well, the way you using it. Because you ain't using it right. Like taking a gun and shooting it backwards. You'll never hit nothing. You ain't using it right. You ain't got it pointed the right way. You ain't got the right perspective. You ain't got it aimed the right way. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe ye in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord Jesus, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now, this is verse, this is chapter 14, so that means Jesus has been preaching to them for about 13 chapters, right? And you still don't know what's going on, Thomas. You, okay. Verse 6 is our favorite. Ready? Read it. Ready? Read.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto
me. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth and the life. Don't nobody come by me. There is no other way to come to the Father. And then if you want to become to the Father, like become, like you start saying it like the Father said and it happens. There's no way for that to happen but by me. Because I'm the way. That's what Jesus said. I'm the way and I'm the truth. Ain't no other way. What ways you been trying? Come on. Let's pick a part of your life. Come on. Come on. Which part you want to start with? Your health? Finances? Relationships? Which one you want to start with? Which way you been trying? Ain't none of them going to become like the Father. Ain't none of them going to turn into what the Father's will is, but by. Verse 8, verse 7. If you had known me, you should know my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Here you go. You heard him? You heard him? He said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. In other words, you saw me, you should have seen him. When you was looking at me, you was looking at him. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Here we go. Verse 8, Philip said to him, Lord, here we go again. This is us sometimes, right? Lord, show us the Father. He just told him. Lord, show the Father. It suffices us. Verse 9, and Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. So how said thou then, show us the Father? What's wrong with you? What you looking for? I found this out in the last class. Order. Everybody say order.
Order.
Come on, say it again. Say order.
Order.
Come on, say it one more time. Say order.
Order.
See, everybody want to go to the Father, but nobody wants to put, going to go to the one that the Father put in front of them. That was his problem. Philip been with him, but Philip still had an order problem. Philip still couldn't, he had an authority problem. He still couldn't take designated authority. He still couldn't take it. He still couldn't take it. So now Jesus said, you want to see the Father? Look at me. Everything you see me do, I'm doing the will of the Father right now. You seen me, you know him. Do you know me? Because if you know me, you know the Father. Philip got a problem. Show us the Father. You missed the whole point. How long am I going to be with y'all? How long am I going to be with y'all and you still can't see who I am? You still can't. That Thomas, the same doubting Thomas, that after the resurrection, Jesus walking after the resurrection, he still need to feel the holes in his hands. That's us. That's us. Instead of us being Peter, we Thomas. Here we go. You ready? Doubting Thomas. Y'all know the story about doubting Thomas, huh? Y'all know the story about doubting Thomas? After the resurrection, he said, I'm going to have to put my hand in his side. I'm going to have to put my hand inside and feel a hole in his hand for I believe. Doubting Thomas. Now, we on the other side. Ain't we? How many of y'all born again? All right. So you got Jesus as well. You sure? All right. what are you looking for? You keep seeing yourself. You need to be looking for Jesus. All right, watch this. So now we on the other side, but it's us sometimes. Instead of being Peter, knowing that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God, let me walk on the water. Let me go cast a hook, catch this fish, and pay for these taxes. Right? Let me enclose a great multitude of fish. Instead of being him, I'm over at the house talking noise. I'm about to put my hand in his side. For I believe. So here we go. Can I bring it 2016? Can I bring it modern day? I'm looking around right now where I'm standing at. All right. Yeah, see. All is paid for. I tell people every time you drive on this campus, you drive on a miracle. Amen. Y'all, we all excited. Pelican Point and all the different stuff. Wasn't nothing over here. It was sugar cane field. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a junkyard. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be a trash, a waste yard where they dump trash and garbage. Everything's paid for. We walk in here, $2 million paid for. That's back in 96. Everything Apostle put his hand to work. Everything. I gotta see it work for me first before I believe. I gotta get my bills paid first before I believe. And you're working backwards. Now let me show you doubting. Let me show you doubting. Can I show you doubting? Because how did the apostle, y'all done heard him preach before, huh? Have you heard him talk before, right? How does he attest the success of ministry? No? That's it. He in that word more than all of us put together. Looking for Jesus. Where you at, Jesus? I'm looking for you. I just want you to know, can you reveal yourself to me? I'm looking for how you do things. How would you handle this, Lord? How would you make this decision, Lord? How would you get this? Would you not do this? How would you do this? How do you minister this person, God? Where's your heart? Don't we know that's how the ministry, that's how this success happened, right? Why you can't do it more? Because you're doubting Thomas. You are doubting Thomas. Because until somebody puts something in your hand, you won't believe. So we tap into it a little bit, and then we get strong on it, right? And then we back off. Hey, man, huh? Hey, I'm in the scripture, but then I... That's special because he apostle. How you think he got to be apostle? Quick question. How you think he got elevated there? Huh? Anybody ever been promoted on a job or something? No, it was just because you was you? No, what there were some things you had to do, huh? There was some work you had to put in, huh? There was some discipline and some levels, and you had to. You ever been up for a promotion, but had other people up for the promotion too? But then you were chosen to get the promotion, right? Right? Well, there's a reason that you got chosen to get the promotion, because you was probably doing something that the other people that wanted the promotion wasn't doing. So I promote you. Now I'm giving you a name that is above every name. You get it? Ain't no accident. My apostle told me one day, he talking to me, he said, I'm probably not the first person God asked to do this. He said, but I ain't had nothing else. I yielded. God saved me that day, and I told him I ain't never want to go back. So I dove in. He a pastor. He a pastor, you know, so he don't work my job. Excuse for the crutches of the uncommitted. When he ain't got to go to work like me, well, he pastored for 7 years at work like you. In a tank car. He said his life was in danger every day because there used to be chemicals in there. And he had to shovel the sludge out. He down in the tank car. Like when you see on the train, he down in there. He said life was in danger every day because it's chemicals, and he got a metal shovel. If he hit that thing and it sparked, boom, everything gone. He down in there trying to read. What you do? What you trying to in your well-lit office? Or that well-lit room you working in? On your break time at lunch? You going to get a sandwich, or are you trying to get... You trying to really eat. Down Thomas, though, because we see it. Huh? You walked all the way up these stairs, didn't you? Came all over the class. You walked through. You're going to be in that. Y'all see it. You see it, don't you? It ain't fake. It ain't no imagination. It's real, right? And you know how it got here. What's the problem? Jesus on the way. How long be with y'all? And you gonna ask me, show the Father 10. Believers not doubt I'm in the Father, and the Father in me? ? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. What do you think apostles gonna be teaching you about tomorrow? What do you think all your instructors are teaching you about? It's him who doing the work. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Lord Jesus, if you just don't want to believe me because you just don't like the way that I look or the way that I dress, can you please believe me for the work's sake? Like if you saw me and you didn't think it was Jesus, could you please just believe me for what Jesus did through me? Verse 12. Read. Stop. Read again. Come on, say it again. I want you to understand what you're saying. Read it. Verily, verily. He's not stuttering here. Like he's proving a point. Verily, verily. Like I'm saying it. Yo. Like, hey, listen. All right. And he says, I say unto you, read. Keep reading. Greater works. We all want the great. You got to see him first. You got to see Jesus first. You got to see how, because the next scripture says what? 13, what it says? What is whatsoever? Anything and everything. All right, so everything is covered, right? Everything in your life and everybody else's life is covered, right? All right, read it again. All right, you ask. All right, whatever you ask. So whatever you ask, you've been asking, huh? Huh? Yes, so we've been asking. So we got the asking part down, and we understand whatsoever, right? We understand what that is. So keep going. Whatsoever, start at whatsoever again.
Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do.
What is that? Whatsoever you ask is going to get done, but there's a prerequisite. What is it? How do we have to ask? How do we have to ask?
In his name.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Now, I understand that. I know his name was Jesus. But what is his name? What does it mean when they say in his name? What is name? What is name? Like, what is name? You don't know what name is? What is name? Identify. I get it. Power. I get it. What is name? I told y'all this before, too. When they're talking about his name, they're talking about something.
Character.
All right. Now, y'all need to remember that. If you can't remember that, then we ain't going nowhere. If you can't remember that, and when you say in the name of Jesus, you're going to keep saying in the name of Jesus, like you said, and get the same results you've been getting, which is nothing. All right? If you understand those things, understand that it's about character, then you get the character. You know what I get and get what?
Understanding.
All right? So now, whatsoever you ask, how? What is it? In my name. That means whatever you ask in my character, I'll do it. What verse 14 say? Now, he wasn't tripping because he already said this. But he's trying to prove, verily, verily. He's trying to prove a point to you. Verse 14, read it again. What's anything? Come on, read it again. I'm going to do it. I'll do it. What is it that ain't being done? Anything that's undone in your life is outside of the name. Anything that's not being done that you know should be done, you need to bring it under the name. You need to bring it under the character. You need to line it back up to the character of Jesus, but you'll never know his character unless you look for him. You'll never know his character if you're reading, right? Right? But I'm not looking for him. You don't see him because you ain't looking for him. Everything in this scripture, everything in this word, everything, every single letter in this word is pointing towards Jesus. If it's in the Old Testament, it's pointing forward towards him. If it's in the New Testament, it's pointing back at him. All of it is pointing towards Jesus. Every single bit of it. So now when you're reading these scriptures, if you don't say, Lord, reveal yourself to me in this. Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus. That's a good prayer, ain't it? When you go to scripture, you're looking for revelation, huh? No, he the revelation. He the highest revelation you're going to get. All the other things you thought was revelation are in him. So the problem, too, is that, the problem is that when we search in the scriptures, we've been searching the scriptures for healing. We've been searching the scriptures for prosperity. We've been searching the scriptures for wisdom and answers and all these different things. And all of these things are in Jesus. If you ain't looking for him, you ain't looking for nothing. Now tell the truth. Have you been reading the scripture and haven't been looking for him? Huh? Like indirectly. Like, and you didn't mean bad. You wasn't being a bad person. Like, oh, man, I'm just going to look for what I want to look for. And I'm not talking about that. I understand. But it's good to know. Right? Everybody say that. Say, it's good to know. It's good to know how to go look. And back to the shovel. My dad said he used to be shoveling. He used to shovel that stuff. And he said when he first got on the job, he used to shovel that sludge out of there. When he first got on the job, you know, he was struggling, sweating, trying to struggle. And he said them old guys would be laughing at him. So the old guy said, man, look, dip your shovel in that water right here. You dip it in that water, then when you scoop this stuff, it'll just slide off when you swing. He said that thing was whooping his tail. They're throwing him all over the place. He's scooping the stuff, and he almost gone with the shovel. He said, come here, young fella. Listen, just dip your shovel in that water right quick, and when you shovel it, the stuff going to just fly right off and then make it easy. He told me how to use a hammer. Use a hammer, hitting nails, and you know, building stuff, and a hammer. So I got the hammer, and I'm. He said, no, son, see, if you grab it on the end, I'm all garage, if you grab it on the end, he said, if you swing it the right way and just let it do its work. The sledgehammer, anybody ever use a sledgehammer? And the big sledgehammers, right? He said, listen, I used to be, and I gripped it, I got it too tight at the top. If you know anything about a sledgehammer, I went up here, I'm about to flip over. Like, that weight is about to take me over. He said, no, son, look, back up. Chill out. Grab it on the end and then swing it up and let it do its weight and let the weight fall and knock down whatever you hit. It's good to know. It's good to know because you could be out there working, watering with your foot. And the Bible said your fight is one that beateth the air. You're swinging, but you just don't know how to swing. Right? Everybody say it's good to know. Come on, say it again. Say it's good to know. So it's good to know that when I search these scriptures, you know, what I'm looking for. Because 5:39, John 5:39, search scriptures. Many of you think you have life, but they testify of, and they testify of me. But he said, you won't come unto me. When you look at them scriptures, you won't stay there long enough to see me. You won't go far enough to see me in there. And so now you get no life and life more abundantly. I always wondered how it happens. People come to church and they pray in tongues. Good people, they're living right, right? Reading the word, they get up there and quote more scriptures than you. And be broke and busted and disgusted and sick and die early and all these different things. And I wonder, well, how does that happen? Because they just got, it's the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profiteth nothing. John 6:63. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He just said they are spirit and they are life. He just said, I'm the way, the truth, and the. It's in him. So anytime I'm searching, this is enough right here. Anytime I'm searching, anytime I'm looking at scripture, what you reading? What chapter you reading today? What's your devotion? Jesus. Find him. I don't care. You can go read the scripture. Go read whatever scripture you want. Just look for Jesus. He said, you look for me, you'll find me. I'm not hiding from you. You look for me, you'll find me. If you look for me. Come on, say, I'm looking for you, Jesus. Come on, say it again. Close your eyes. Say, I'm looking for you, Jesus. Say, whenever I study the word, whenever I read the word, in my devotion time, I'm looking for you. I'm not looking for what I want. I'm not looking for what I'm trying to get. I'm just looking for you. Show me you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus to me. Show me you. I want to see you, Jesus. It's a good prayer when you study. Now watch. Are you ready? Are you ready? Now watch. Now you're going with the right intentions and the right direction. Watch, y'all gonna trip out. Y'all might start sending me some emails. Watch what happen. That word gonna sit there, and that thing gonna open up. That word gonna open up wide. So scriptures that you've been reading, scriptures you've been reading for years, ones that you've been quoting for. You've been quoting exceeding abundantly above all that sort of thing, and ain't never been bare minimum. You've been barely reaching the right level. That thing gonna open up. Come on, what scripture you been standing on for all these years and you ain't seen the promise yet? How you being like Moses walking all these years and ain't seeing the promised land? Come on, y'all, we on the other side. We got the blood, we got the resurrection power, we got the glorious light, we got the Holy Ghost, we got grace and mercy. More should be going on. I'm not just talking about the little stuff in your house. I'm not just talking about the little stuff in your house, because those things will be added. I'm talking about around you. Wherever you going, whatever you setting your hands to, there's more that should be happening. But if you do it, listen, if you would only do it in the name of Jesus, but I can't do it in his character if I don't see his character, if I'm not looking for him. When I start reading these scriptures, what you saying? Show me you. Then what happens is, it begins. It's converting you. You're converted first, but then it begins to convert your lifestyle, and it begins to convert life around you. So now you begin to look for Jesus in your opportunity. See, you think you've been witnessing, you ain't been witnessing. You've been talking about something that you thought you knew. And so that's why the conversion rate has been low. Well, you know, I'm not spiritual. You know, people say, well, you know, I'm going to try it again tomorrow. Well, because they ain't seeing nothing. And they can't see nothing because you can't see nothing. Can the blind lead the blind? Right? I'm trying to show them Jesus, but you ain't seen him. You ain't looking for him. So you begin to look for, I'm looking for Jesus, so now opportunity to come tomorrow. I'm looking for Jesus in this. Jesus, where you at? Right? Well, what came on? What came on TV? What came on the radio? What came on? All right, is Jesus in here? Because if he ain't in here, I'm at the wrong house. If he ain't in here, I'm in the wrong song. If he ain't in here, I'm watching the wrong show. Because we looking for. Hebrews 12:2 says what? Anybody know? Anybody know? Hebrews 12:2. Anybody know? Don't look for it. Don't look for it. Hebrews 12:2. Huh? You sure? Are you sure? You sure sure? How sure are you? You are 100% sure that it says that.
You mean those words I said exactly?
No, don't say not. What it say? Mm-hmm.
That's
all you know?
Right now.
Somebody read Hebrews 12:2. Come on, Hebrews 12:2. Come on. I'm going to let y'all go look at it. And I don't be up here acting like I know all about it because I don't. Hebrews 12:2. Who there? Anybody there? Read it, Dante.
Looking unto Jesus.
Read it loud so they can hear. Looking unto Jesus, who's who? How did he describe him? If he's the author and finisher of our faith, that's the beginning and end. So if he's the beginning and end, that means he's everything in between too. Where were you? Where are you? Where you been? That's a good question. Look in the mirror when you get. Look, you need to get in the car. Put it. Where you been? Where you been at? So I've been somewhere else other than in there. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You get it? Do you get it? So when you go and look, man, when you go and look, it's simple. It's not difficult. When you go and look, you go and study, you might read a little bit tonight. Look for him. When you get to talking like this, that's when that hunger pop up. See, I used to wonder how people can go and not want to read the scriptures. I like why people don't think this is the thing to do. Like, why it's not on your mind, right? Why it's not on your mind? But it didn't the way we used to teach it in the old way back. It was like it was just ritual. It didn't have no benefit. But now this is conversion. This is identity. You want to be like Jesus? Yeah, you got to see him first. Look for him.